I was singing a little bit more than I should have before I was starting it. It's your fault, Patty.
Thank you.
You'll take that, huh? Glory. God is good, and His Spirit, it is here. We brought it in with us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Despite all of the evil that's going on in the world, in our own state, God is good. God is good. No matter what it may seem like, He is good. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we praise You and we thank You, Lord. We thank You for bringing us all together here safely tonight. And Father, right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over this service. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family that's represented here tonight, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come upon us, Father God. And I thank You that we are hidden from the snares of the enemy, Father. And I thank You, Father God, that the great breaking loose is happening to every family that's attached to Oasis right now. And I just thank You, Father God, that we move back into our new sanctuary very soon. And we just thank You, Father God, wherever our feet tread, You say it's ours, Lord. And we just thank You for that right now, Father God, that all is well. All is well. All is well with our families. All is well with our health. All is well. All is well. All is well. We cast it on You, Father God. We cast our cares upon You right now, Father God. And we totally, totally submit to You, Father. And I just thank You, Lord, that You have Your way tonight, Father. All of You and none of me. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. But we've been talking about faith rejoicing on Wednesday nights, and that's been the top. And I think all of us have had a little different twist to it. When the Wednesday nights I wasn't here, I listened to it on the Podbean, which is awesome. And so I really like it. When I'm at work, I can plug it in and listen to it and share as needed, but I really like it. But tonight, you know, I'm asking, is your faith rejoicing? You know, because sometimes our faith is just like a little maybe faith, will he faith, I don't know if he will faith. You know, we just kind of straddling the fence faith. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, just being real. We don't know, but is your faith rejoicing? The meaning of faith, what I looked up, is faith means belief and trust in and loyalty to God. Firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Complete trust, something that is believed, especially with a strong conviction. Rejoice means to feel or show great joy or delight, to give joy to. It's an action. Rejoice is an action. Faith is a noun, person, place, or thing. You know, and faith is so funny in a sense. Because you can't touch it, you can't, even though it's a noun, you can't touch it, you can't see it, but God sees our faith. Yeah. He sees our faith. He sees our faith. So that's what all that matters. And when we advise worldly people, and even sometimes some Christians, about something that we're believing in, that we're having faith for, they don't understand it because they can't see it, they can't touch it. And they don't understand it. And that's one reason why you can't tell everybody everything that God is doing in your life, right? Because everybody can't go where God is taking you.
That's right.
And everybody's not going to understand what God has told you.
That's right.
So you have to be very selective when you're talking to people, because people will be people.
Right.
Everybody don't understand this faith thing.
Uh-huh.
Everybody don't understand when you're believing God for something. You know, when Jesse was diagnosed with the cancer, you know, we knew he was healed. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Yeah, he had to go through the process and still going through the process, but we know he is healed.
Yes. Yes.
God said it. That settles it. Now, we had some stumbling blocks in the way where our faith was, okay, was kind of rocky, but at the end of the day, he's healed.
Yeah.
He's healed. He's here when folks would ask me about it and say, all is well.
That's right.
Because I didn't want to say what I sometimes felt. And we have to be careful about that, because that will zero out whatever you have in faith and believing in. It'll zero it out.
Right.
So we have to be careful what we say when we're having faith, when we're stepping out in faith for something. Now I'm going way off my notes here. But just like, you know, when I talked about one time about stepping out of the boat into the water, you got to have faith to do that.
Right.
And so you can't tell somebody you're about to step out the boat into the water, because they're like, you're going to drown. But no, when Peter, when they saw Jesus afar, they were scared at first. Now, all of them was on the boat. All of them. They all of them was on the boat, okay? But, and then Peter said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. He didn't say, I heard someone say, and I never recognized this. He didn't say, come, Peter. He didn't say, come, Peter. But Peter was the only one that got off the boat and started walking. All of them could have walked on water. And I heard a pastor say, I think it was Pastor Michael Todd, but or he's either Stephen Furtick, one of the two. But he, and I never recognized, I had to go back and read it again to make sure they were telling the truth. And because the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Just don't believe what somebody else said. You go back and study it for yourself. But he did. Jesus just said, come. But Peter was the only one with enough faith to get off the boat. And the others was probably laughing. Look at Peter. Peter think he about to walk on water. But Peter walked on water until he took his eyes off Jesus. But Peter walked on water until he took his eyes off Jesus. So we can't tell everybody we're about to get off the boat. Sometimes we just have to get off the boat in faith. Glory to God. And some people have an idea of faith, but just truly don't understand it. And that's why some people really can't rejoice in faith, because they relate faith in God to faith in man. And you can't do that, because God is not man. So when they have faith in something, faith that someone told them they were going to do something and they didn't. So they relate that to God. You know, and for, you know, for an example, a child who their father may not have been there. And so their dad was telling them, you know, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you, and they never did. So then when they get saved, and then they read the word of God, and God is saying all of this in his word, like, So they're putting God on the same level with man, and you can't do that. So they don't understand that. But we have to know that God will do what he said he will do. And that's what make you rejoice in your faith, because he said he will do what he said he will do. And faith is not just believing that God can, but faith is trusting that God will do what he said that he would do. And that's why we can rejoice in our faith, because God is not a man that he shall not lie. Trust God at his word, and faith is the foundation. That is when we can just truly just rejoice in, no matter what things may seem like, what they may look like. It doesn't matter. What did God's word say about it? What did his word say about it? And I mentioned this once before about insurance and assurance. Insurance is what you did. Assurance is what God did. Insurance is having faith in your ability to make it happen. Assurance is having faith in God's ability to be God. Insurance or assurance? Glory to God. In Romans 5:2, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and where we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. That's the New Living Translation. The New King James Version says, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Contemporary English. Christ has also introduced us to God's gift of undeserved grace on which we now take our stand. So we are happy as we look forward to sharing the glory of God. undeserved privilege, undeserved grace. It's because that's faith. God doesn't have to do what he said he would do, but he does what he said he would do because he said it.
That's right.
He wrote it. And that settles it. He's God, and we just have to take him at his word so we can rejoice. Like we were speaking over Miss Carol's sister, we were speaking over Miss Helen, we were speaking over Bean. That's God's word, said that they are healed. They got to go through a process, but they are healed. They got to go through a process. And we have to sometimes, and I know at times with Jesse, where our faith may have been a mustard seed, we had to have people interceding for us, being our armor bearer, holding us up while we were going through that. So when we were praying for Bean and Miss Carol's sister and Miss Helen, we were being their armor bearer. We were lifting them up in prayer. They may not be physically here, but their spirit can feel the prayers and the words that we spoke earlier. Their spirit, man, because it's connection. And that's where, like was saying, that's where you cannot forsake forsake yourselves together from fellowship. Mm-hmm. You got to come to church. You got to get a join.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because the body is a full body. Mm-hmm. We're going to look funny without a head. Mm-hmm. We're going to look funny. You can't survive. Mm-hmm. You're going to look funny. So, but that's when we're all connected and we're praying for them. We're interceding for them and we are being their armor bearer. We're lifting them up. But when we spoke those words with faith.
Yes.
And so we could rejoice at the end and give God some praise and give him the glory because we know it's going to happen.
Yes.
They are healed.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The Bible said we were healed. We are healed. Therefore,
yes,
it's done.
That's right.
We're just waiting on the manifestation of it.
Uh-huh.
We're just waiting on the manifestation. And we have to just take our faith to another level. You know, he said that we all have a mustard seed faith. Let's not just stop at mustard seed faith. If mustard seed faith can move a mountain, but do you believe your mustard seed faith can move a mountain? That's the thing about it. Do you believe your mustard seed faith can move a mountain? But we got to take our faith to another level. We have to exercise our faith. We got to work our faith. We got to employ our faith. If we do not work our faith, we're going to stay stagnant. We're going to stay at that mustard seed faith or no faith at all, honestly, because you're not even working that mustard seed faith to build it up. We got to go to the next level. You're going to be comfortable in the place that you're in instead of experiencing heaven here on earth. And that's what God said. We can experience heaven here on earth to the fullest. You're not going to because you're not going to have that faith to move the mountain that you're facing. And that's just mustard seed faith. That's just baby faith. That's just baby faith, the mustard seed faith. We trusted God enough when we gave our life to him. We had that faith that we had some fire insurance, not going to hell. But we won't trust him with a decision that we're about to make.
There you go.
We won't trust him when we need to make a decision if I need to take chemo or not, if I need to buy this house or not, if I need to buy this car or not, if I need to date this person or not,
right,
if I need to marry this person or not.
Right.
But we trust God and have faith for him to save us. But we won't trust him with those type of decisions in life. But that's why we can have heaven here on earth by putting our trust and our faith in our Father, because he loves us.
Yeah.
He loves us. Jessica, I talked to Jessica today, and God is just doing so much all at once in her life. He's doing so much all at one time, and there was a time where her faith was just like, ugh. And she was getting just so frustrated, and she was like, I just don't think this is the career I need to be in. No doors are opening, da 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 da. And then all of a sudden, and then today she called me And she said, Mama, guess what? I said, what? She may have called her daddy before me. And but she said, Mama, guess what? She said, well, guess who's going to be on the sideline at the Georgia State game? I said, who's going to be on the sideline at the Georgia State game? She said, me. And so she was selected by Troy to be on the sideline for the game they have in Atlanta this coming weekend. That's what her career, she yes. wants to be that sideline reporter. Yes. God, I said, Jessica, I've told you, I don't know why you're surprised. Because you got favor, girl. You got favor. But that's building up her faith. That's building up her faith. So when she's faced with another thing that's coming up, she's going to remember how God did this. So that's taking her faith to another level. Right now, yes, she got the little mustard seed faith, but that's okay. God can work with the mustard seed faith. But you got to work that faith so she can build on that faith when something else comes up in her life. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, glory, and assurance about what we do not see. Because once you see it, it's there. That's not faith. You got to have faith to believe it before you actually see it, before it actually manifests. That's what faith is. Before it actually manifests. That's what faith is. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we live by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. James 1 and 6. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave in the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. So we can't doubt once we ask God for it, pray about it, praise about it, and thank Him, and leave it there. Sometimes it is easier said than done. I make it sound real easy. Sometimes it is easier said than done, but you have to do that every day. Mm-hmm. Do it every day. And that's building up your faith. That's exercising your faith. And find you a scripture to stand on what you believe in God for, because there's scriptures in the Bible to cover everything. Right. And if you don't know, text Miss Jim.
That's right.
When I tell you, I text Miss Jim and say, hey, I got this going on. Miss Jim sent me a whole book back. A prayer. All right then. Thank you, Miss Jim. Now we know how to speak on this going on right here. And I email it to myself and I print it off so I can speak it. But that's where we need each other. We're family. So we can lean on each other. We need each other. So I know I can text Miss Jim. I know I can text my pastors. I know I can call them. I know that. Y'all may not know that. I know that. But I'll text Miss Jim in a heartbeat with something that I need her to pray with me, to be in agreement with me on, or something like that, because I know that's a praying woman, and it's a woman of faith. I know Miss Jim is going to do that. Glory to God. I love you, Miss Jim. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. Don't let the hard time shake you. Don't let what you're going through shake you. Because when they got in the boat, Jesus had told them, we're going to the other side. And they weren't in like a little pond or a little lake or something, you all. It wasn't just like that. They were in a big body of water. But Jesus himself had already said to them, we're going to the other side. And Jesus was down below sleeping. They had Jesus with them. They had the Prince of Peace with them. When the storm started happening, when the waves started up on the boat, when it started out, they had Jesus with them, and they acting crazy. they're frantically just running around and acting, Jesus, don't you care, bruh? Don't you care? Man, we're about to die. Don't you care? And Jesus probably woke up. I did, and this is my version, okay? This is Wonder version. Jesus probably just woke up like, what's up? And he's like, oh, you of little faith. But Jesus had already said, let's go to the other side. Jesus already said, you are healed. He's already said this. He's already said it. Don't fret. Go through the process, but don't fret.
Amen.
Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Overflow. So what you have in you, just gonna, your hope is going to overflow into someone else in your life. It's an overflow of it. John 1:6. I mean, James 1:6. My bad. I think I already said that one. Never mind. James 1:3. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Yes, it does. Patience. You know how to withstand. Because God does not work on our time. No, he does not work on our time. He know we have needs. He know this. And he know what timetable we may be on when something is needed. He know. But it builds patience in us to withstand through the test or what have that we're going through. But we just got to keep the faith. We've got to keep the faith. Mark 10:52. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Okay, Jesus gave him a command. He said, go. What if he hadn't went? He would not have been healed.
That's right.
Because soon as he started moving, his sight returned.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus said, go. Your faith has healed you. But he had to go. Mm-hmm. So that was his faith walking.
Uh-huh.
That was his faith walking. Jesus said, go. So he had something to do in order for that healing to take place.
Right.
He had to go. Matthew 17:20. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. That mustard seed faith is what we need to have. That mustard seed faith. And I think it was Miss Bonnie that said this when she taught, believe he is working while you are rejoicing. So while you're in the middle of whatever you're going on in faith, you got to believe it, but you got to rejoice. Mm-hmm. You got to still rejoice. Don't walk around like the Sadducees. You know, you want everybody to know what you're going through. No, Christian people, no. We are mighty people. No. Hold your head up, throw your shoulders back, and put a smile on your face no matter how you may feel. Don't look like what you're going through all the time. Folks don't feel sorry for you. They're laughing at you. Because you say you're a Christian. They say, they're supposed to be a Christian. Look how they're looking. Just saying. It is not faith if we can just figure it out ourselves. That's not trusting God. That's not trusting God. Faith is trusting God to do what he said he would do. Faith begins where our understanding ends. And rejoice in the fact that we do not have to figure it out. Think about the stress that takes off of us. Our daddy would figure it out for us. We go to him, we tell him what's going on, and leave it. So when Jesse tells Jessica he's going to do something, she know her daddy is going to do it. And she's coming home for you to do her nails this weekend. Just thought I'd tell you that. She'll be here Friday morning. So, and it's recorded, so you have to do it. So she's going to believe her daddy is going to give her his car so she can go get her nails done. But I'm just saying, as a parent, if we tell our child we're going to do something, that child's going to walk away and say, okay, and they don't think about it anymore. That's childlike faith.
That's right.
Not a child mindset, but that's childlike faith.
Uh-huh.
Children don't ask, the bill's paid? Children say, I need this, I want this, when are you going to get this, that, and the other? The teacher just gave me this, I got to do this project, and I got to have all of this, that, and the other. God is no different. We need to have that childlike faith. So when we sit down and we talk to our daddy, we tell him, I need, this is what I need, this is what's going on, da, 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 da. You said you're going to do, okay, we're good then. And just walk away. A childlike faith. Take God at his word. We've got to get back to that childlike faith. We have become so microwave. We need to go back to the slow cooker. And have that childlike faith. I do want the Instapot, though. I won't burn anything in that. But me and Patty may figure out how to burn something in there. But anyway. But it's just, we've got to get back to that childlike faith and just know that God is going to work things out. He would lead us in the right direction, but we got to start walking. If we're just standing, we say, okay, God, I'm ready. Where you want me to go? He's waiting on you to move.
Yes.
How are you going to move? So he can direct you. So we've got to do something. That's where that faith comes in. We got to get out of the boat. We've got to get out of the boat. What if Jesus pulled up to your home and said, hop in, let's go? You know it's Jesus, okay? He pulled up. He said, hop in, let's go. What would you ask him? Like, you're probably going like, okay, where are we going? Who else is going? But Jesus responded the same, hop in, let's go. That's faith. Jesus is saying, hop in, let's go.
That's right.
That's faith. You got to trust him. He will not lead us wrong. Allow him to order our steps. He's driving. Relax. Rejoice.
Amen.
Hop in. Let's go. That's what Jesus is saying to us tonight. I really feel it in my spirit. That's what he's saying. Hop in. Let's go. Hop in. Let's go. We need to just move so God can direct and order our steps and take us to our purpose, to the desires of our heart, but we've got to take that first step. It's not faith until you move in the natural and or in the spirit. We may have to physically take a step. We may have to physically go looking for houses if you want a house. You want a car. You gotta do something. You want a job. You gotta apply. You know, and something in the spirit, like with healing and stuff like that, you got to get you some scriptures. Mm-hmm. You got to speak to your body. Don't allow your body to speak to you. You speak to it because you are another speaking spirit, just like God. He spoke things into existence, and we were made in his image. That's what the word said. It's not what Wanda said. We were made in his image, so we are another speaking spirit, just like him. So we need to speak to our bodies. Every morning, Jesse speaks the confession. Since he was first diagnosed with that cancer stuff in 2015, and the confession that my best friend wrote for him, and he still speaks that to his body every single day. And if you didn't know, you wouldn't know that what he was diagnosed with.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
That's right.
And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. Faith is forgetting about what might happen. Rejoice. God is not a man. He is not a man. Having faith and rejoicing in what God has said about us. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. We are the heel. We are victorious. all things work together for our good. If we love God and are called according to his purpose and plans, he would turn mourning into joy, and he would give us beauty for ashes. Amen. We win.
We win.
Yes. We win regardless of what it may look like.
Hallelujah.
We win.
Yes.
Faith rejoices. Let your faith rejoice. Exercise your faith. Work your faith. Let your faith rejoice. Believe God at his word. Take him at his word. Don't lose hope. Keep the faith. Rejoice in the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.